Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now, and you may have heard this week there's been a lot of encouraging news in the battle against AIDS. Researchers at a big retrovirus conference announced what could be some big breakthroughs in the prevention and treatment of the disease. Here to tell us more about it is Dr. Ingrid Katz. She's an infectious disease physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital and an instructor at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Katz, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, let's start with one of the headlines out of this conference, which is that scientists discovered that a baby born with HIV had been cured through aggressive treatment within about 30 hours after birth.
So this is really big news, and it actually was first reported last year at this same conference. That baby, now known as the Mississippi baby, who came in, was born when the mother came in, was not on treatment. And so the baby was given full dose treatment when the baby was born. And as far as they could tell, the baby basically was able to suppress the virus on that regimen. Through a twist of fate, the mother and the baby were lost to care. And so when they re-presented, the baby had been off treatment. And what they found at that time was completely unexpected, that the baby basically did not show any evidence of virus. This year, they found a second baby in that same circumstance. So it's exciting. It's a very specific and unique population. These are moms who never got on treatment. And the goal still is to really get the moms on treatment, because we know that if mom's on treatment, baby won't get the virus.
But there is some concern about using the word cure, right?
Yes, absolutely. So the word functional cure has been utilized instead. And that's because it's not really clear that the virus has entered the cells of the body. So what we know is if you give people medication right up front, right when we think that they're acquiring the disease, it may be possible to prevent it coming into the cells of the body.
Which is something that's been known about for some time now.
Absolutely. And I think what's different here and some of the very high-tech technology they're using is they are able to detect some evidence of the virus in the body of the baby. So they are able to say, yes, we saw the virus in there, and now we do not.
Okay. Another big piece of news out of the conference is that injections of long-lasting AIDS drugs protected monkeys for weeks against infection. Tell us about that.
So that's also really exciting. And this is in an area of research that's really been burgeoning. It's called PrEP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis. This is for people who actually are not living with HIV, but are in very high-risk relationships, either with people who have known HIV or maybe with people with HIV. And they take medications to prevent getting HIV themselves. This week, they talked about an injectable medication that's almost maybe like a Depo-Provera shot that could potentially give someone long-acting protection, 1, 2, maybe even 3 months.
But as I said, we're talking about monkeys here. They're not exactly sure how this would work in humans, right?
Absolutely. And that's a really good point. It's been shown to be effective in monkeys, and now it has to come to human trials.
Okay. The third big piece of news here is about how gene editing might help in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Tell us about what they learned on that front.
So that's also really interesting. And this goes back to the idea of a functional cure. And it really relates back to an original patient in Berlin who's now known as the Berlin patient, who originally had a bone marrow transplant because he had HIV and lymphoma. And they were essentially able to rid his body of the virus. Using that same type of technology and using the same concept of inducing basically a mutation, researchers are now able to take this to a new level. Instead of having to give people bone marrow transplants, which are very risky and very dangerous, they are trying to manipulate the genes, which is a very hot topic, in just blood cells that come out like through an IV, and then infuse them back into the body again. Again, very early stage research, though.
Well, and this involves people who have this gene that allows them to be essentially immune to getting HIV, right?
Exactly. It's called a CCR5 receptor. And if that is mutated, the virus basically can't dock onto cells in the body. There's no way it can attach itself. So people who happen to have that known mutation really cannot acquire HIV.
So why haven't they been able to just use that as a transfusion into people who have HIV and get rid of it using that?
Well, I think that's where they're headed with this research. It's very complicated, and it's going to take some time to try to really make those changes. But I think it's an exciting horizon.
Who could that therapy help, by the way?
Well, again, I mean, I think the hope ultimately is that it would help anyone living with HIV. But the technology is still not quite there yet. And it's complicated to change all of the cells in the body to have this mutation.
Is there anything that we all missed this week out of this conference? Because those are three pretty big headlines.
I think you're right. I think those are some of the biggest headlines. I think there was a few other interesting findings. One of the things that came out of an incredible group in Africa is showing that men there are in a bit of trouble, that male life expectancy in rural South Africa is not keeping up with female life expectancy. We know that antiretrovirals have really increased life expectancy in Africa now, predominantly because of PEPFAR and big investments that have been made globally into getting antiretrovirals there. And we've really seen one of the most incredible rates of life expectancy improvement there. But men aren't keeping up with women, and it's not really clear why.
Well, and I'm glad you brought up Africa, because we should mention that out of the 35 million people around the world who are living with HIV/AIDS, more than two-thirds of them are in sub-Saharan Africa. Finally, do you think we're winning the battle against HIV/AIDS right now?
I think this is an incredibly exciting time to be working in HIV research. I think what we know is that people can live long and very healthy lives with HIV if they get on antiretroviral medications. And we also know that it's very possible to prevent transmission of HIV, both through suppressing the virus in the person who has it, but also many other effective techniques we have now.
Dr. Ingrid Katz, an infectious disease physician at Brigham and Women's Hospital and an instructor at Harvard Medical School. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.